adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Thank holy Christ for this
it's
weather.
It's cool, yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
And it rained.
It rained, and it's cold. I saw my breath last night at a Halloween. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a bong load.
Yeah, that was two nights ago.
Then I started laughing really hard after that. Oh, no, I was coughing, but I saw my own breath.
And then you laughed.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Let me tell you the kind of world-class napping I've been getting into, too.
Yes.
Bear-like, yes. Hibernation, haven't done it since I was wearing jammies with feet built into it kind of napping.
Mm-hmm.
Firing up, getting the fire going. Got the fire going in the fireplace. Pulled the blanket up. Tootsies facing the fire on the sofa.
Yes.
Popped on a little classical music and just went into some nether world
of
REM. Yes. As opposed to 4 or 5 days ago with my ass cheeks pried open with a number 2 pencil to get more cooling in my lower region. Feet hanging out. Fans blowing, air blowing, windows open. Oh, I'm a new man.
You know, we don't factor in anymore.
Sleep's my middle name now, Drew.
Your eyes look different.
Look at me.
They look so wild anymore.
I'm raring to go.
But sleep, Mother Nature, is something we don't factor into life anymore. I mean, look at what it's done to us. And how about the fires? Just a little rain and boom, it's over.
Yeah.
Mother Nature just switches.
It is all over. Is it all over?
Essentially, yeah.
Oh. Thank Christ. Oh, it was raining.
Yeah.
You know that weird, you're out and it smells like rain and the steam and the...
Oh,
been sleeping. Oh, man.
All right. But you can wake up now and do a show.
Now.
Well, let me talk a little bit. I want to thank people that have... I meant to do this the other night, but I want to thank people who have written reviews on Amazon for my book. I've been complaining about it, but the vast majority of them were very thoughtful, and I appreciate it. I didn't always like it, but I appreciate it. They were well thoughtful, though. The ones I don't like are when people react emotionally. It's like people that call our show that go, you said people that have long-distance relationships should break up immediately.
Right.
You know, they see their own S in whatever it is we're talking about and then react emotionally. And that's just disturbing.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Edson.
All right. Hey, you know, mazel tov. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what happened to me this morning.
What?
Here's how you know you're addicted to something.
Yeah.
Busted the coffee pot, you know, before I got the coffee going in it. I busted the carafe, the holder, the pot itself.
I mean,
cracked it
by putting the heat in.
It just busted. It was like sitting on the edge of the sink
sink. Put your mouth right under the drip, or
no? What? It was like, all right, I'm going to have to put a mug or a pot something under there.
Good man.
So I got to get my coffee.
Of course.
And then I realized the thing has one of the things where it won't drip unless the pot's up in there. So now I turn into a coffee MacGyver.
Right.
I'm a cross between Juan Valdez, the Mexican who picks the beans for the Hills Brothers, and MacGyver. I take like a book of matches and I curl the thing up and I flip the little thing and I stuff it in there and I'm putting the mugs and I'm trying to keep it going.
You did.
I got my coffee.
I'm sure.
Coffee.
You wouldn't be here if you hadn't.
Hell no. All right, where are we?
Fine.
I got to talk to Stephanie real fast.
Oh,
she's got a problem with me.
Wow.
Stephanie?
It's not like you to pick a call like that.
Hello?
What do you mean?
Usually you're like, whatever.
No. If I see anybody who's got a beef with me, I always want to get them out of the way. Stephanie?
Hello?
You're 15.
Yeah, Adam, I love you. You're hilarious, but I want to know why you hate women.
Thank you. All right. We've cleared that up. I didn't know she wanted just to compliment me.
It doesn't look like that by what's up on the board.
I know.
Yeah.
It says, why are you a chauvinist?
Maybe there's something to follow what her initial comment was.
She said she loved me.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know. I can't imagine there's more. Maybe more praise. Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. More compliments?
I don't know why you're always, like, hating on women. And you're always, like, you know, they don't know anything. Like, maybe people call your show really stupid. Like,
yeah. Well, look, here's the deal. I like the ladies.
Okay.
They're better at certain things.
Better at most things.
No.
Better,
please.
Better at most things.
No, not most things. Not nearly.
You and I argue about
not
this.
Not nearly most things.
Use more of their brain more of the time.
They use more of their brain like a handicapped person uses more of their wheelchair. You know, they have to try harder. They're at a handicap.
No, they are. No.
Look, here's the deal. Everyone always says this. Here's what's going on.
All right.
Women are great.
Yeah.
Women do what they do well.
Yes.
And there's a handful of women that do what guys do well.
Yep.
A handful.
Yep.
In general, people say, how come guys get to be the president? How come guys get to be the generals? How come guys build the skyscrapers? How come? Why don't you ask yourself how come, baby? Because we're the ones who do it better. I mean, please.
Now you're going to get a million people saying, oh, women are kept down. And
How did they get kept down? Who kept them down?
Historically, they've been, but not right now.
Yeah, but they're so much smarter than we are. How do we get them down?
No, I didn't say smarter.
Well, what are they?
They use more of their brain. They do stuff we can't do.
Okay.
Well, I just have a problem.
Back bridge. That's what they
do. Or whatever, you were like, oh, women don't have a brain. They just have like a chip that... It's like the Xbox or whatever.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Women, look, here's the deal. Women are, I would rather hang out with a lot of women I know than a lot of guys I know. I don't have a problem with a woman being president and all that kind of stuff. I just don't like it when we try to force this everyone's exactly the same mentality down everyone's throat.
Right.
I don't want to see a Nike commercial with a bunch of chick soccer players talking about how come their endorsement deals are nothing and Michael Jordan gets everything. Well, because we want to see Michael Jordan. That's why. Why do female runway models get 50 times what a male model gets? Because that's what we want to see. That's what society. I don't make the rules. This is how it goes. Believe me. Elle McPherson made more modeling, and Cindy Crawford made more modeling than any equivalent male model.
Yep.
Is it fair? No, it just is. Michael Jordan gets what he gets, and whoever from the WNBA gets what she gets. That's how it goes. But you do find when you work with women that, first off, every woman I've ever known has cried at work on at least 5 occasions. Shut up, Drew, and I've never known a guy who's cried at work.
I was just thinking.
They're emotional.
If men and women were better parents.
They're not great. They're not as good in the workplace. Well, it's thinking, the wrong gene.
There is an interesting thing. If men and women were exactly the same, there wouldn't be male and female leagues. Everyone would just compete in the same league.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and right? Also, why do we need... Do you want cats and dogs to be the same? Do you want apples and oranges to be the same? You know, do you want... Really? Do we want everything to be the same? I sort of like the diversity part. I mean, and it's like you go to dinner. You get some fish one night, and you get some chicken the next. You want everything just to be fishkin? It's my new animal.
Chickish.
Yeah, it's fine. Listen, God love you, ladies. Perfect. Don't change.
Better.
Don't change.
Better.
Yeah, and look, you guys live longer, so what's the beef?
Better.
No, they're not better than guys. Guys are better getting stuff done. They're just better at getting stuff done.
This is why
women are better at what they do.
Guys are better at being a-holes, better at being aggressive. You see what I'm saying? That's why we get the bad rap.
No, the guys are a little more realistic than women. They get the job done better than women.
More aggressive.
No, it's not about aggression. It's just they're... A woman will stop and sit down and start crying sometimes and say, I'm not going to go on. Guys don't do that. Here's my point. Guys can rally. Chicks can't. Every guy I know has gone out, tide went on, stayed up till 4:30 in the morning, and then got up at 6 and swung a hammer all day in the sun and has made it through the day. Woman wouldn't go into work that day. That's it. That's the gene. That's the only difference. And that's fine. They're not cut out that way, and that's a good thing. It makes them better, whatever it is they do.
Not the only difference, but that is a difference, yes.
Yes, guys rally.
Okay.
There's no way your wife could do as many sub-3-hour sleep nights as you've done in the last 5 years. No possible way. And the same with my wife. It's impossible for them. All right? On the other hand, we couldn't have gotten as many massages as they've gotten and tolerated. I'm trying to be fair. Jesus Christ, isn't he a massage every goddamn week? You don't find it ironic that you're the one who's sleeping for 2.5 hours and hopping from plane to plane to college and doing all that, and they're getting their fifth massage in as many days? Yeah? How many massages did you get last year, Drew?
Let me count. Today's what? Today's 0.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I got one. Oh, I got one. No, wait a minute. I went running. I took an exercise. I actually ran on the beach or something.
Yeah.
At the
you didn't get the massage.
I didn't get the massage.
I got the massage. Mark?
Hi.
I can't. I always think I'm going to fart when I get a massage. Do you know what I mean?
It ruins everything, doesn't it?
You're relaxed. There's some hot rocks and steam. Some guy's like pushing down on your abdomen. You just had like a BLT for lunch. You know, you're freaked out.
Oh, man.
Mark?
That's relaxing, huh?
Yeah, I just want to say, once I complete my master's, I want to work for Jack Hole.
Yeah.
I like
yeah. Yeah, home of Crank Yankers, Tuesday nights, Comedy Central. Go ahead, Mark.
I just had a quick question. When you were at the All-Star game in Chicago, you were about to tell a story about Ed Cranepool, and Dr. Drew interrupted it and went to the end, and you never finished it.
What?
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all, the story?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for it,
though.
It's just July.
Oh, yes. Yes,
Drew
I do.
Oh, you met him, and he wasn't even there. He just didn't know the story.
Yeah, I remember that. Drew kept interrupting me, and I started yelling at him, and then we got off the topic.
What topic was this?
The whole night works that way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. When I did the All-Star game, celebrity softball game in Chicago a few months back, Jimmy always, it's not a great story. It's just that there's a guy who used to play ball many years ago. He was a perennial all-star, I think. Probably had four or five all-star seasons. We'll look him up. Ed Cranepool was the guy's name. Played for the New York Mets. Oh. And I look so much like Ed Cranepool that when Jimmy put Ed Cranepool's picture up and said it for me and said it was my birthday party, everyone thought the picture was of me, including my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, this picture from 1966.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, pretty eerie. We'll look up Ed Cranepool.
So how do you look at 75?
I didn't see him. The point is somebody like Tommy Lasorda or Yogi Berra or some, I don't know if they're dead or alive, or Miss Ernie Banks, like Mr. Cubs or something, came up to me and said, "You look exactly like Ed Cranepool." And, of course, Jimmy went berserk. Because there's nothing better than serious validation of one of your looks like.
Yes. Like your thing with Carter?
Yes. Shasta?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 15?
Yep. One of my friends asked me if I thought LSD was actually bad for you.
If LSD was actually bad for you. Yes, it actually is known to kill brain cells, to destroy brain cells rather profoundly. And I treat people all the time who have depressions and panic and thinking problems the rest of their life from LSD.
Because I thought it only gave you hallucinations.
Yes, it does. But the way it does that, on a route to doing that, it kills off a bunch of cells. That it causes something called excitotoxicity, that cells are stimulated in a way that causes the production of free radicals, and those free radicals actually destroy the cells. It's actually thought, one of the theories is that the neurotransmitters themselves are released in such high quantities that they aren't able to be sort of processed normally, and they turn into the free radical and kill off all the cells. So it's not the drug itself, but the effect of the drug.
Okay.
It's bad news. Bad times. Bad times. Go to any psychiatric hospital in the country and you'll see people with depressions.
She's not going there.
Depressions.
Okay. Adam, I respect your opinion and all that, but you're totally wrong.
About what?
Women.
About women. Guys are much worse than girls. Girls can do everything better than guys.
Everything. I wouldn't even say that.
Pretty no, much. Not even close.
Pretty much.
Nah.
The only
reason girls aren't president or any of that is because guys haven't gotten over it.
Yeah, I know. Listen, go look at the Hoover Dam. Go look at the Chrysler Building. Go look at the Chunnel. Go look at these incredible engineering feats that were not only incredible math equations, but it took incredible strength and incredible technology. You know, it's like the Bohr under the English Channel for 20-something miles. I mean, there's no woman that has any hand in any of that.
How about this?
It's not in them.
Wait, how about this?
It's fine.
That through history, the qualities that are uniquely superior in the male have served society well. Maybe there are specific qualities in the female, better at being a human being, basically. Hear me out.
Yeah.
That may yet for the future be more useful to what the rest of history holds for us than the male has been subsequently, previously rather.
No.
No?
Now, look, here's the thing about women. They have the kids.
That's important.
It's important. We need them to continue on.
To have more males.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we can dig more channels.
Okay.
No, look, women have the kids, they're the mothers, they work well in many capacities, but they don't have as good a sense of humor as guys, they're not as smart as guys by and large, and they don't contribute as much to society as we know it. But in an unspoken way, maybe they do more.
Right. That's all I'm
saying. I'll give them that. But if you're just saying better, like you're trying to sort of quantify it, it's not even close.
It's
obviously. That's all right. Look, as a woman, you're in good shape.
Talking to me specifically?
Yes, Drew. Wearing the skirt in your family. No, listen, my wife has a better life than I do. There's no doubt about that. Do you see what I'm saying?
I've seen what you're saying, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
Steve?
Yeah.
What about the animal world? All the sexes are exactly the same?
No, they're very different.
Oh, how could that be? how could the male polar bear and the female polar bear, aren't their roles the same? Aren't they exactly the same and the same size? And aren't they perfectly equal, 50-50? Insects, you know, one of them eats the other one or kills the other one. One of them's five times the size of the other one. I mean, in the world of nature, males and females are completely different oftentimes and have totally different functions.
What I love is that we differ from chimpanzees by 300 base pairs. We differ from males by an entire chromosome.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about profound biological differences.
What's a base pair?
A single unit of DNA.
Ah, nice. Yeah, look, there's big differences. It's all right.
Massive.
Yeah, that's fine. Just like there is in nature. And I agree with you. Society is set up. Yeah, the guys who are building the bridges designing the cars.
I think women are basically better human beings. Really?
Basically. I was going to go along with you on that, and then they get together and they stab each other in the back constantly.
Oh, they're worse to each other. They're horrible to each other.
Yeah, look, put it this way.
And good to each other.
Let's put it this way. I'm not going to mention any names. But we all know a whole bunch of guys, like through radio.
Yeah.
They all have their wives.
Yes.
And then there are the guys. The guys are much better than their wives.
Together.
Their wives are hateful. Hateful. I'm not going to mention any names. They possibly know who they are. They're hateful. They just are. They're just subpar of what the guys are. The guys are much nicer, much better people. So that sort of part where, oh, they're just better people because we're busy building channels and they're better. That ain't...
They're better people, better humans.
Some of them.
Wait, no, before was what we were going to.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that. Steve?
Yeah, I just picked up your book, Drew. I just finished it a couple days ago. I just really wanted to compliment you on it.
Thank you, Steve. It really means a lot. It means a lot to me. I got to tell you something. I poured my soul into that damn thing, and I chose everything very carefully. I did, and so when I get these criticisms, they really get you. They'll drive you crazy reading that Amazon. But when they're thoughtful, you sort of I can take criticisms. I don't mind it when it's thoughtful and sort of like, okay, I see what they're saying, and I agree with it sometimes. So anyway, what's going on?
I had a question. I kind of noticed the whole I'll call it
12 steps. 12-step. Yeah.
The second step, which is acceptance and higher power.
The second and third step, yeah.
Yeah, or second, third. I was just curious because that kind of struck me as odd considering how popular AA is, and yet I've never heard that before. Is that?
Well, it's a complicated issue, and I will tell you, most people, unfortunately, sort of paint that process or that part of AA with some sort of religious overtones, and it's not meant to be that way at all. Really, fundamentally, as a clinician, I believe fundamentally all it's trying to do is get you out of your own head, to get you to stop.
I kinda got that from your book.
Stop controlling everything and just have faith. Okay. Whatever faith means to you, and for many people, having a very elaborate sense of that faith and a real truly an elaborate relationship with some concept of some power higher than themselves becomes very important for them. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, when people don't have a ton of motivation to get well from addiction, if they don't believe they're going to die, if they don't believe they're going to lose anything, everything, the other thing that gets them sort of into the recovery process is some sort of spiritual awakening. And they'll talk about it very vividly as God stepping in. I don't know what that is. It's something. And it seems to be important for people with this disease.
Hmm. Well, he's got a plan.
God's got a plan.
Mm-hmm. Just plan.
The plan is no plan. That's one of the important things for people to realize. It's not your plan. It's just to have faith that there's things you can't control, and that's it. And things will be okay in spite of that. That's all it is.
You got to hopscotch around the United States trying to make a nickel, and your wife's got to get a massage. I think that's
God's plan.
It seems to be.
She can't control it.
It appears that's the way it's going. Casey?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Just want to say I love you guys. Listen to your show.
Thanks, Casey.
Actually, I called in with this question. You gave me some answers on could happen from excessive masturbation, but you didn't really get into on those things.
Why is that sounding so weird?
You being off now?
No, actually, my phone's about to go dead.
All right. Okay, so the question is what's wrong with excessive masturbation?
No, you know, what can happen? You know, as you say, there are no free lunches, and, you know,
right.
All right.
Listen, hang up and listen to Drew and my answer on the radio.
Well,
let's discuss your no free lunch in nature theory.
Right. You can't get something for nothing. And masturbation, eventually you're going to cause prostatitis or skin problems or urethritis.
No, hold on a second. Masturbation doesn't fall under that heading of no free lunches in nature.
You're not doing something pharmacological, but you may be abusing a part of your body or demanding more of it than they can deliver.
Right, but that's not what you're thinking about when you say no free lunches.
Not so much.
You're saying not even really at all.
Well,
what you're saying is you know, you take the steroids,
right.
You get the big muscles,
right.
And then later on you get erectile difficulty.
Exactly.
You take the pill to keeps your hair and your ass explodes.
Right.
You know, there's it's like a Rubik's cube. You turn it, you line something up,
something else goes up. That's right. We're talking about,
but we're not talking about beating off.
Yeah, we're talking about messing with nature in that case.
Yes.
This isn't
or
so
almost
much that.
Trying to dominate it,
right.
Or outsmart it.
Right. And extra physiologic. This is still within
Mother Nature, by the way. See?
See, she's better.
See? You girls get to do something. You control the flora and the fauna.
And the most significant thing with chronic masturbation is that it can become a compulsion, it can become an addiction, and it can sort of steer you away from productive aspects of your life and become a way of managing feelings that need to be sort of processed in a more mature way. It just sends you down a path that's very primitive, let's put it that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, what'd he say? He's 21. Wait, was he 20? Yeah, 21. He's 21. Whatever you're doing, why don't you try to cut it in half?
I think once a day is a reasonable goal.
Whoa.
I know. It's tough to think about that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Another thing men are better at right there.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, Amber wants to know... I'm going to belch up some Indian food. Amber?
Yeah?
You want to know why guys like to do it in the butt?
So much.
So
like
much.
Every porno, even, it starts from... You know, sucking to
doing
to.
Hold on. Slow down.
Yeah, I'm making notes here.
Say, it starts with the sucking, or that's the middle part?
No, pornos, they start with the sucking. And
sucking.
Then the
hold on. Hold on. I'm not Evelyn Wood over here. Remember her?
Yes.
Speed reader. Nobody else does.
Porno.
Sucking.
Yeah.
Starting with the sucking, yeah. Going on
Adam
to what?
Adam's headed his page, porno, yes. Then second, Amber?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hang on a second, baby doll.
Whatever.
You're right. The girls are just as smart. Amber's, yeah. Should we have some basic math questions? Let me just have one quick question. Amber.
She's 26. Come on.
All right, you ready? Let me just ask Amber
three.
Real fast. Oh, sorry, yeah. Amber.
Yeah.
What is 6 times 11?
66.
Yeah. All right. Just checking.
I'm mildly mentally retarded, though.
What?
You're mildly retarded? Yeah.
Oh, now I'm going to hell for sure. You can't be that retarded.
No.
You sound pretty good.
I'm not that bad.
Well, nice. you got 66 faster than most.
Are easy.
Well, what? I wanted to give you an easy one, but still, I'll tell you, I know some gals would have taken a little longer on that one. You're not mildly retarded.
Yeah.
Nope, Adam's don't think so.
Now hold on a second, all right?
Okay.
All right. I think it's almost better to be retarded than mildly retarded.
Yeah, you get disability more easily, I suppose, if you're.
And I think
SSI.
The sympathy of society, too. Mildly retarded is like when people. Announced they're dyslexic, it's almost like, yeah, you're just lazy and stupid. You don't want to read.
But that's not Amber. I bet maybe Amber had a head injury or something.
Just, wow, 66, like a
imagine
like an
that.
Asian.
Like a fourth grader.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Drew, in my circle, that's quite an achievement. All right.
Like I said.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll get back with Amber, find out what goes on in porn movies after the sucking, between the sucking and the butt love, after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jack Black is going to be in here a little bit later in the week. And,
you know,
yeah.
I saw School of Rock for the second time this weekend.
Why, your kids made you go?
Yeah.
They wanted to see it for a second time?
Two of them saw it and then didn't see the end because we... long story. And then,
what? Your wife needed a massage?
No, there was a piano. They have a piano recital. And
see.
And then my daughter wanted to see it yesterday.
Piano recitals.
Hey, they're good.
All right, but look, can't you drop those kids off?
For the movies? Not yet. Not quite. Well, yeah, just about. I went and saw... While they were watching that, I went and saw Mystic River.
Oh.
Amazing. And talk about...
How old are your kids?
10. And wait. Stay with Mystic River for a second.
Aren't they older than 10?
No. It'll be 11 in a couple of weeks. But well, it's all 11. About yeah. It's all about sexual abuse.
Good times. Brought the kids to see Mystic River.
Yeah. Oh, so
heard
intense.
It's good.
So intense. Well done.
Hey, listen, let me just say this, though. With the three of them together, you drop them off, you put them into the theater... Tell them to come right after.
You know, I probably could with them, but you know, we worry about the friends' parents, and are they okay with that and stuff? You just
they had a bunch of friends with them.
Yeah, you just
those kids! What a goddamn life those kids have.
It's true.
Busy though.
Yeah.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Let them make their own fun. They got to use their imagination, Drew.
Foil.
Let me just say something.
I'll send them in the playroom with a bunch of foil.
I'm telling you, I hope you take it in the spirit in which it's intended.
I can't wait. You're going to screw those kids up.
Four out of the three are going to go gay. That's number one. I know it sounds like incredible math.
And number two?
No, here's what it is. You think as a parent that you have to expose them to so much and stimulate. Like their mind, it's this ravenous, hungry machine that has to be fed.
I'm not like that.
You say you're not like that, except for your actions.
Well, compared
totally
to some, I'm pretty low-key.
Yeah, against the insane A-type lunatics you hang out with, yeah, of course. You hang out with all these Uber parents with their kids that are mastering the cello by the second grade. Here, let me tell you something that's good for a kid every once in a while. Let them use their imagination.
Yeah.
Just let them occupy themselves. Tell them to get busy.
Absolutely agree.
Let them run around a little bit. Because here's the whole thing. You end up, most of your life is just sort of...
And listen to this.
There's not much going on.
There's another part. We go on these trips where I give lecture series and stuff, and we have the kids' stuff is exquisitely packed with stuff. And, you know, you think you're going on a family trip... Except you sort of you let your kids off at 8 in the morning, you see them again at 8 at night.
Yeah.
And we sort of add on a family piece to that trip where we spend time alone with them for like 3 or 4 days. And they're miserable during those 3 or 4 days with us. And it takes them like a week to kind of get used to being
they
part of a family. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything's relative as a kid. I mean, going to Disneyland is stupendous if you go once every 5 years. But if you go 10 times a year, ain't no big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Disneyland doesn't change. You just change.
Yeah.
All right.
We just lost Amber, who wanted to know about the anal sex thing.
Oh, yeah. She was mildly retarded?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got kind of a weird feeling when you were making fun of this poor woman.
Well, I don't know if I was making fun of her. I asked her a math question, and she got it lickety-split.
It's true.
Hey, if that's retarded, count me in. That's all I'm saying. She wanted to know why all guys want the butt love.
Yeah,
I really don't think it's all guys.
No,
I think there's a handful of guys that are ruining it
and
for the other.
They
guys.
Must be the porn sort of consuming people because that industry is going that way, right?
Not really.
No, but our callers talk about it all the time. I say that's always part of the. You've mentioned it too.
There's that wing of the porn industry,
but it's not
it's
in
been
every...
around for a while. No, I don't think it's in everyone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's a handful of guys, and they make a little more noise. they have a strong lobby.
Mm.
The analysts.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very powerful lobby.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the NRA. I don't know what percentage of people own guns or are in the NRA, but when it comes time to vote, we got to go that direction. Even though they represent a very small minority of Americans, still we got to vote that direction. They make a lot of noise.
So it'll take a strong anal lobby.
Strong anal lobby. Yeah. Very strong anal lobby.
Chris likes the anal lobby. He's up for that.
I'll tell you though, what happened is one day when the anal lobby met in the hall of Congress with the Black Caucus. Oh.
Unacceptable.
That was a bad afternoon. When the anal lobby gets together with the big swinging Black Caucus, that's a train wreck there, Drew.
I can see that.
Have you ever seen the big swinging Black Caucus?
Not seen it. No, I've heard of it.
I'll tell you, it's a powerful caucus. It'll tear you in half, that caucus.
Yeah. Okay. I stayed in the hotel when I was in D.C. last time.
With the Black Caucus?
Where the term lobbyist was invented, because the lobby of that hotel is where
hang out in the lobby?
Hang out, yeah.
Wow. I tell you, sometimes you'll see the Black Caucus down there late at night.
In that lobby?
Cruising for an analyst. Any port in a storm.
So?
Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
20?
A question. When you're measuring your dork, where do you measure it from?
Well, as you know, you measure from the center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
So that's why I'm 12 inches, all right.
Right. Center of the anus to just past the head.
Are you measuring from the top or is it underneath? Or where are you coming from?
Well,
see, he wants to push the nuts aside and go or through
going,
the nuts.
If I'm going from the center of the anus to just past the tip, I can't be going from the top, can I?
Now, if on the other hand,
around my shoulder.
If you want to go by the technique that others have used, other than the Corolla method, you would go from the top to the tip, on the top side, the superior side.
Yeah, I mean, I do it, you know.
From the abdomen to the tip.
Right. And you know, no wedging it into you.
Yeah.
Yes?
No, you're not allowed to make an incision, insert the ruler into your abdomen.
You're allowed to just slide it along the top of the erect penis and bump.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people do that like, is that erect or whatever? But has anyone ever measured the penis when it wasn't erect?
No.
I don't think
so. And that's great.
And
the non-erect, even a given individual's non-erect penis can have quite a range.
Oh, yeah.
From tortoise with the head pulled in.
Right.
To Corolla.
Big swinging Black Caucus.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's true. They range, ladies. Let me tell you what. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if four sleeping pills can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Which pills?
I don't know. They're my mom's. They're small, like, pink ones.
Small pink ones?
Well,
what are the pink ones, Drew?
I have no idea. Maybe Ambien?
That sounds kind of familiar.
You know, the prescription?
Yeah, they're hers.
Well, here's what will kill you. Wanting to kill yourself. That's a deadly thought. And if you're having that thought, you need to tell somebody.
Why, you want to kill yourself, Jessica?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I screwed up my whole life.
How come? What happened?
I don't know. I just keep on doing this to myself, where I just screw myself over.
Like what?
I don't know.
We don't know. So give us an example of something that happened.
Well, one of my friends was, like, completely in love with this guy, and I ended up hooking up with him, and then she got mad at me for, like, 2 months, and I worked so hard to get her to forgive me, and then I did it again, like, 2 days after she forgave me, the same guy.
Have you been in a hospital before?
Not for anything like that, breaking my...
You haven't been a psychiatrist?
Not for cheating?
Do you see a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
I have, before, when I was younger.
All right, you need to call that person and get them back involved with you again, okay?
Oh, she doesn't know that person.
Do you have that number still?
I don't think so.
Do you know the name? Could you call information, that sort of thing?
Maybe.
How about your mom? How do you get along with her?
All right.
Dad gone?
What? My dad doesn't live with us.
Right.
Where's Daly City? Up north of San Francisco? Is that San Francisco?
South of San Francisco.
Oh, man. That's a nice area.
Yeah.
No, actually.
It's not?
It's one of the worst areas.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you guys live in, a house or an apartment?
House.
Yeah? Well, that sounds house. All right.
Yeah.
Why is that Daly City such a bad... I thought Daly City was a nice area.
No.
Yeah. Right. Come on out. Let me show you my Sun Valley. You want to kill yourself? There's where you kill yourself.
So, Jessica, it's obvious that you're sort of contemplating these sorts of things, and it might happen someday that you impulsively do something and you really hurt yourself. You don't have to suffer. The fact that you're thinking this way is a sign of just how severe your depression is. You've got to do something about this. This is a life-threatening problem. 20% of people with depression die from the depression at their own hands.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah.
How about them? Why don't you talk to some of them?
I have, but, I mean, a lot of them are mad at me, too.
All right, well, look, here's the thing. Everybody's miserable when they're 14 years old. And you don't, you know, you think it's going to go on forever this way, and then one minute it's just you turn the page and it's a blink of the eye. You just talk to your friends, talk to your counselor. Can you talk to your mom?
I don't know. I don't think that would work.
Well, why don't you just tell her you're feeling depressed?
Does your mom drink?
No, she doesn't, actually.
All right.
What's with the sleeping
she's
pills?
She's never there. She doesn't sleep that well. She's really stressed always.
What's your mom? What's she do? What's her work?
She's a nurse.
Uh-oh. Bad times. All right. So, what'd you tell her to do, Drew?
To call the psychologist who she had been seeing, get back involved with her again. Okay?
And hey, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you into anything? Don't you like stuff?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I like to write and play basketball, I guess.
All right. Some physical activity would be good for you right now.
Yeah, but don't do it at the same time.
No, not writing and basketball at the same time.
No.
But commit to us you're going to do something, okay?
Yeah, oh, wait. What is that? Jessica, come on.
Will you give us a commitment that you'll do something for yourself?
I guess.
Give us that commitment. Come on. Yes?
Okay.
All right. And just whatever that is, you're not going to hurt yourself tonight.
Just start writing. And look, here's the thing. If you want your friends to like you, you got to act in such a way that gets them to like you. And I mean, if you're going to screw them over.
Well, she feels so bad about herself that she has to recreate that in all of her relationships.
Make people feel that way.
That's right.
All right. All right. Take care of yourself, Jessica.
By the way, just a general direction for everybody. When you have feelings, you don't have to have everyone else feeling those feelings on your behalf. That will screw you up. Right?
Yes.
If you're angry, you don't have to get angry at other people or make them feel your misery. That will just make them angry back.
Right.
That's it.
But you don't have to kick your own ass either if you feel angry.
Oh. Well, that is what gets their ass kicked, is by revoking all this crap in other people.
No, but I mean, you don't have to turn in on yourself on
everything, too. No, right.
I mean, it's a weird...
That's the other way of doing that.
We got to go to break. But let me just say, you know, people do too much of either not owning anything, like, hey, I have no fault, no culpability in this situation, or just drinking it all in. There's a happy balance there somewhere. Figure it's your fault. That doesn't make you a bad person. Learn from it and move on. Mm. All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Be a good night to play a little Germany or Florida.
Well, every night's a good night for that, isn't it?
That's true.
Germany or Florida.
Yeah. We're having a little trouble with the board here.
No, we're
but
good.
Drew knows his way around a computer.
We're good.
Tell you what. He's just punched that up for us. And,
I've become more nerd with each passing year, haven't I?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, but speaking of nerd, I went to the Mac store today.
Oh, I love that.
To pick up something for the iPod.
In Pasadena? Where were you?
I was in Glendale.
Yeah.
And talk about calling all nerds. Holy Christ. I mean, I've never been into a computer store. I've never been to a Mac store. Like, I normally go into, like, only stores I really go to is, like, tool stores and hardware stores and car-related stuff.
Right.
Holy mother Christ, it was nerds on parade over there.
But just cool nerds, though.
Guys in their 40s with ponytails and fanny packs, you know. And I'm always amazed, by the way, how nobody knows anything about anything. Even the guy who works at the Mac store knows nothing about anything. I just wanted one of those. I got one of those iPods. They're great. Hold like 3,000 songs. Everything's cool. But again, everything today is made out of polished titanium and has no drag coefficient and is like liquid mercury. Like, right. You know, my cell phone is like a goddamn toboggan.
Yeah.
It's like you can't hold on to it with one hand.
It's like a trout or something.
It is a trout.
Yeah.
If you set it on the passenger seat of your car and you go around just a mild corner, it will go flying like someone just hit a slap shot from center ice. Just everything is so goddamn slick. It all looks great, but you literally can't hold on to it. You put it in your pocket, you bend over, it goes flying out, everything's flying everywhere. I'm gluing Velcro to everything now because it just goes sailing everywhere. Those iPods are like just one stamped out of one piece of polished titanium with no corners, no sharp edges, no, not even any, you know, it's not serrated, there's no grips, none of that. You can't hang on to them.
Yeah.
So I want to get one of those little clips, like it snaps into the whatever. But there's two kinds. There's the old kind, the kind I got, and then there's the new kind, and then there's the clip.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, you're saying to the guy, is this clip going to work on both of them, or is this just for the new one? Ted! Ted, yeah. Ted comes up. Yeah, this, Larry. Larry, give it, yeah. Larry comes up. Yeah, Sheila. Yeah, come up. Yeah, is this thing going to work on both those? And then I like when they give you this one, where they go, well, I guess if you spread the prongs out wide enough, you probably get the...
Oh.
Yeah, no ass. Yeah, if I had a goddamn blowtorch, yeah, if I could do some just quick metal fabrication, yeah, sure, I could get... Yeah, roll of duct tape and a blowtorch, I'd get this thing to stay. Yeah, I know I'm buying it, though. I want to know if it's for this one or not. Yeah, gee, I don't know. Really? How does it happen that I'm always the first guy to bring every question up? Really? You don't know? Where are you working? What's going on? What are you doing? How come? It should be very... By the way, with, you know, 10 million of one kind in circulation and 5 million of the other in circulation, it would be a common question when something comes up.
Think.
Is it for this one or is it for that
you
one?
You might think.
No. That five guys, nobody knows.
All right.
And again, I love the condescending. Well, I guess you could spread it out. And if you bent, you know. You have any lineman dykes? If you have lineman dykes, probably cut through that metal, get it to stick, and then you just put a self-tapping screw into the side. I'll go right into it. Yeah, okay. Eddie?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up, Stoner?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, Eddie, way to go, dude.
Yeah.
No, I got to get out of that stuff.
Yes, you do, buddy. Yes, you do.
Yeah, only took us...
4 seconds?
0.4 seconds.
Well,
what's up?
Yeah, well, anyways, I was calling to, like, Jessica, my girl that just called in a couple minutes
ago.
Yeah,
depression, yeah.
Well, like, if she likes writing and everything, yeah, write whatever she's feeling down. Because, I mean, I struggle with the same thing she's going through.
Well, that's good advice, Eddie. And let me sort of pile on and suggest to you that, unfortunately, one of the side effects of regular marijuana use, aside from the fact that it changes your whole sort of demeanor.
It was more than marijuana. I was mad.
I understand, but it makes people, eventually it makes people profoundly depressed. And when you try to stop, the depression gets even worse. So it's something that needs to be dealt with, Eddie. Your depression, although the writing may have relieved some of the issues for a short period of time, the biology of the pot is going to make it, is going to overwhelm things.
Drew's punched his microphone, but a new record. 53 minutes and 4 seconds into the show.
Did you notice a special technique this time?
You did a back move.
Spun the mic. I had to chase it to stay with it. Usually I just hit it straight on.
Yeah, Drew usually jabs the mic, but this was a haymaker.
Yeah,
this was a hook. Yeah, that's sweet. And it spun his opponent or mic. Drew looks at his mic as the opponent. Do you not, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
What do you consider yours?
Myself. I'm my own, you know.
You're my own opponent?
I compete with me.
Yeah, of course.
That's all that matters. I like when people always repeat that crappy mantra. Hey, that's all. That, you know, I got to ultimately, I got to answer myself out there in that field. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's BS. Anyway, we got a break.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
New York Marathon run today, yes?
Really?
Let me tell you something. Kenyans won.
No.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Shocking, is it not?
Never heard of it. What's Kenya?
I guess it's in Canada.
Okay. Well, I'm explaining something.
Male and female. Yeah.
That's usually,
every year.
Yeah.
First 30 people across the line are Kenyans.
That's right.
And believe me, there's somebody who's still running now on hour 15, and we're clapping and calling this man a hero. I say he's clogging up the New York City streets. And again, I know we're going to break. Here's the thing. Here's my rule, because it's going to come up out here again. If you can't finish a marathon in under 6 hours, you can't run a marathon.
Give me, just for sake of argument.
You can't run a marathon. Do you see what I'm saying? All right, we got a break. We'll be back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jack Black's coming in here a little bit later this week. Also, the Ataris are going to be here a little bit too. And Anne writes in very weak pen and puts it up on the boards. So there's no possible way it can be read by a human being.
It says bow wow wow.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You just know that because that's what it says.
And I lean forward and sigh.
Yeah, but you were clued in on it.
No.
Only last week we had a...
Yeah. If I had... Right. I think you meant tonight. No,
oh,
if,
no,
I, if I'd
tonight.
Never heard it, yes, I would not have picked that out of it.
Right.
Me.
All right. Let me say this about... you know, I want things standardized, Drew.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's looking for individualism in this. I want everything to be the same. I want every shower... handle to be the same. When I go to a hotel,
yeah.
I want it to be exactly the same as the one at my house,
yeah,
and the same as the one at my...
Why not?
Let's all just vote on the one that works, and
yeah.
Then I won't have to stand naked out with my hand hung in there trying to figure out what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
You burn yourself or it's freezing because some of them have two things and some have a joystick and some you got to pull the thing out and then turn it, and some if you go to the left it's hot and the right it's whatever. Let's just agree on one. Let me say this, Drew. Imagine if computer keyboards and typewriters were all just whatever.
Yeah.
Catch as catch can. Whatever you like. Some are in alphabetical order. Others, it's the QWER thing. They're all over the place. Hey, there's many different ones as there's computers. Can you imagine how horrible that would be?
Yes.
It is basically that with everything else.
Yeah.
I want the windshield wiper knob on every car in the same place.
Yeah.
Let's just look. It's easy. The gas is on the right, clutch is in the middle, brakes on the left. Oh, no, wait a minute. The clutch is on the left.
Brakes right. The middle.
All right, but here's the point. It's the same on every car.
Yep.
Why? It has to be. It's easier. You'd be effing up nonstop if it wasn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the light switch and the windshield wiper thing, why is that so different? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's just put them all in the same goddamn place.
Of course.
I want all microwaves calibrated the same.
Oh.
I don't want to go... every time I stare at the microwaves, like 22 seconds could be 22 hours in someone else's microwave or vice versa or whatever the hell. I want those all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if I hit a minute, it's just going to come out the same temperature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, here's what this is leading up to.
Uh-oh.
I was over at Jimmy's house today watching football. Our buddy Daniel's nice enough to pick up a bunch of sandwiches. But this happens. Happens at the writer's meeting at Jimmy's all the time. Sandwiches show up all the time. They're always wrapped up. And then they have these cryptic codes on the top of them. This one says FF. What is that? I don't know. And everyone's got to rip everything open.
It said FF?
You know, they say everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. This sandwich... It's not the sub sandwich, it's the Godfather.
Right.
You see what I mean? So it says GF on it.
Yeah.
And what the F does that mean?
Right.
I'm just saying, if it's a turkey and cheese, it's TC. You see what I'm saying?
We need a there needs to be a universal code. Yeah.
Sandwich labeling.
Yeah.
We don't have to tear everything open like we're pack rats trying to figure out what the hell's going on underneath everything. Mm-hmm. As everyone does. Everyone's like, mine just says PM. I don't know what that is. Does anyone know what that? And then people start guessing. That's pimento. Pimento and
meatball.
And meatball. I don't know. And then they start tearing it open.
Yeah.
Universal label. Start with the sandwiches.
Perfect.
Easy enough?
Yeah. And then go to the cars. Work your way down the
hill. If somebody said, look, we polled 100 ergonomic specialists and automotive engineers who said
the best
place to put the light switch is on the left next to the clicker.
Yeah.
Would you be all right with that? Would you fire off a letter to your congressman?
Be perfect. Not Democratic, though, Adam.
And
how dare you?
Same with the windshield wiper. There's nothing more embarrassing than you hopping into the rental car and you think you're flipping on the lights and the windshield wiper's going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Drew, yes?
Yes. I'm with you.
See, Drew's with me, everybody. David?
Hi, Ed.
23?
I'm sorry?
23 years of age. What's up?
Well, my question is, how easy it is to get an STD from licking fingers after fingering the girl?
Licking the fingers.
Licking the fingers.
Yeah, I was trying to get her more wet because she dried up after a 3/4 of an hour, you know?
3/4 of an hour of finger blasting and she dried up.
23.
Yeah, she already came like once and like, you know.
What's the accent here?
Gaelic or something. Where are you from, son?
I am originally from, or where am I living now?
Now, where are you originally? Where's the accent from?
Ireland.
You said Gaelic. Good.
All right. So, let me explain how we do things out here in the good old US of A. We don't finger bang for an hour.
Well, this was. Okay, right. Me and my wife.
We have hear
part
me
of
out.
The universal code that Adam's created.
Yeah, the 14-minute, that is the ceiling on finger banging of any good American.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, right?
All
right. Me and my wife, you understand why it was 45 minutes. Yeah. Me and my wife, we were with this couple, and we got drunk now, right? But my wife and her friend decided to ask me to join them, all right? And the only thing I could do was finger.
Uh-huh. Okay. You mean that was the rule?
That was the rule, you know? So I could just keep fingering. And my wife was fingering her at the same time, which is pretty cool. That was like the first time for me, you know? I'm like...
It sounds exciting, but after about minute 40, I'd be thinking, this is more of a punishment than it is a prize, you know what I mean?
He and his wife attacking a woman?
You and your wife?
I'm sorry?
You and your wife both with the fingers in the same pie?
Yeah. Well, she was more on the clip than I was going inside.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Actually, it's the other way around. I work the clip. My wife does the blasting.
This is bogus.
Really?
It's totally bogus.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Why? Why is it bogus?
All right, keep going.
All right, so anyway, you licked your fingers.
Yeah. And my wife is curious because my wife is a bit of a hypochondriac, and she's afraid
Yeah, hold on a second.
Sounds like the behavior of a hypochondriac.
Yeah, he's just going to dig right into the snatch.
Yeah.
That's what the hypochondriacs do. They just dive. They work the clit. That's what they do. Because they have delicate sensibilities, and they're squeamish people. No, you finger blast. I'm going to work the clit.
Oh, my. All right. How hard is it to get an STD?
And you put it in your mouth.
I've never dealt with anyone that has gotten one that way.
All right, so you're fine.
Certainly, I guess it's possible if you're dealing with somebody who's infected. If you did not see any syphilitic lesions and there were no herpetic lesions and somebody's not known to have HIV, I don't quite know what you're going to get that way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess chlamydia or GC gonorrhea could be that way, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
All right, hold on. I just want to get rid of this. Joseph's been on hold for a very long time. Joseph?
Hello?
You're 14?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just wanted to know what you guys were for Halloween.
Drew, what were you for Halloween?
I was Dr. Drew.
What's that mean? Nothing?
Boring, yeah.
Nothing. Really?
Yeah.
No outfit, huh?
No.
The kids trick-or-treat at your house?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Not our house. No, we go to other people's houses.
You go to people's house?
Yeah.
You don't dress up?
No.
Why not? You don't put like a cowboy hat on or something?
No.
What's up?
Like, I'm doing is schlepping kids around. What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm not going to any grown-up Halloween parties or anything.
Yeah.
I actually went to a friend's party. It was very nice.
Where were the kids?
What do you mean, where were they?
What were they?
Oh, I had a Homer Simpson.
Nice.
A very cool Homer Simpson mask. I had some sort of weird skull ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
Mm.
Jeez, you know, Elvis made, like, his estate made, like, $40 million last year.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. That's like, it's like a racehorse that keeps winning races, even though it's been sent to the glue factory years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It keeps bringing home those purses. I mean, they must have to license out all those outfits and everything.
And people go to Graceland all the time. It's like an amusement park.
I know, but they pay $8 and they walk through the place. That ain't $40 million.
Maybe $8
million. I just think I think most of it comes from all the
really?
Songs, the music, the licensing,
sure.
all that stuff, pictures, the posters.
Oof.
All right, well, anyway, I-1 is Nick Lachey. Who of Nick and Jessica fame, Jessica Simpson
fame.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to do it, but my wife.
Who is Jessica?
My wife.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me say something about all that that stuff. And I just painted in a goatee and put my hand on back. I just told her, look, you deal with it, whatever you want. But here's the thing. Don't go. People do that two-half thing. They do that thing where I'm this and you're that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it only works when you're together.
Yes.
Okay. You go to the party, you immediately lose your partner, and then you just walk around like a retard.
The joke's over. Yeah, the joke's over.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Or the whole time, everyone would ask me who I am, and you got to get the second part piece of the puzzle in order for it to read, and it doesn't read, and you're not with them.
I think it's dressing up for a punchline never works.
No.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, and that's the mistake. You just
that's
dress up. Yeah, you dress up as something.
Well, I don't
and that's
care.
It. Well, then you can just do what I do. Just,
no, but
just put
I
a T-shirt on.
No, because my wife will get mad.
Oh,
you see,
you know what? You need to have kids. You need kids quick.
Well,
this will all stop. This will all be over with.
I went to a party.
Adam, have some children.
Half the people at the party had kids.
Your wife will not have you dressing up anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
trust me.
No, I'm not listening to you. Half the people at this party had kids. They were just home with the sitter, and the people were dressed up.
And the husbands were dressed up by the wife?
I have no idea.
No, they were just guys that wanted to dress up.
No, the couples had something worked out. I don't know who did what, but it was a good Sonny and Cher, actually. You know it's a good Sonny and Cher? Because the guy's wife is like 6 inches taller than he is.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Christy?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, so my boyfriend that I just started going out with like a few weeks ago told me that he has genital herpes, or not, warts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it's okay to still like have sex with them and like oral sex and all that stuff still. Like I don't know about all that stuff.
Well, it's okay to have protected sex. You wear a condom, or he wears a condom.
And I wouldn't get anything?
Well, no, you can't say that. Your risks are substantially reduced, and if he has any visible warts, they need to be treated. In other words, they need to be taken off or treated with interferon or whatever whatever he chooses to have it treated with.
Okay.
Aldera.
And when does it ever go away?
Never.
Oh, what do you mean never?
Well, not never necessarily. There's some warts, the ones that don't cause cervical cancer, tend to be eliminated, tend to sort of burn themselves out in about 3 to 5 years. The ones that cause cervical cancer tend to be the warts that persist. So, if he's had them for a long period, she's only 16. How old is your boyfriend?
He's the same age as me.
Yeah, so, it's hard to know what he's got there. You have to be very, very careful.
Pick up the warts by 16, huh?
Pretty common.
Yeah.
Well, that just means you have him, Drew.
I haven't seen him. He just told me.
All right.
Well, you may not see them. Just listen, you can have the virus and not see the warts. So you have to wear a condom meticulously and understand you are taking a risk. But it's a risk that you're going to be taking. It's a risk you're going to take with having sex at all at 16 because these are so common. Get regular pap smears. That is the key.
Drew always says that. I don't know anyone with warts.
Oh,
it's just
no way. Let me out, your friends.
Go ahead. I let you out. Me didn't find any warts. You were swore. My friends talk to me about weird stuff. I have had friends that had warts, but they went away.
Yeah, they go away.
Well, you just said you had him forever.
3 to 5 years, didn't I say that?
No, you said forever, and I made you say 3 to 5 years.
Some 3 to 5 years, but that's having had warts. That's it.
You're contagious all the time.
You don't know when you're contagious. Yeah, with these guys for whom they went away, probably they're not, but you can't say for sure.
Nah, well, how do you figure that out?
You can do the thing we did to you. We poured the acetic acid on the penis.
Yeah.
And that's about all you can do.
Yeah, good times. All right. Hey, I'm just saying it's so easy to tell people. Everyone has warts, and you just wear a condom all the time. Of course.
That's true.
Just wear a condom. Or how about just don't have sex? Or just don't leave the house. Chris?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Drew about a medication I heard that's kind of like an antabuse for heroin addicts that blocks the effects of opiates.
Naloxone?
I don't know what the name of it is. I just heard about it, and I wanted to know if it really works.
It's called Revia or Naloxone and Naltrexone. And, it does block the effect of heroin, but guess what? If you want to get high, what are you going to do with that drug?
That's the thing. I'm trying to stay clean. I've been clean now for about 6 months, and I've been fighting with it for the last 8 years.
Well, how's your recovery going?
It's going decently. I'm just scared that I might go out and pick up again.
Well, really, while it's okay for you to take an opiate blocker, if you start using and you intend to get high, you're just going to skip your blocker and get high. The blockers really don't do anything at this stage in terms of how they're administered. They really don't do anything except keep you from getting high in a situation where you might impulsively suddenly decide to use. We use this primarily for people that say are doctors or nurses that are around opiates all the time, for whom if they got high, they could really hurt themselves or somebody else. If you intend to get high...
What's that mean?
In other words, if you get loaded while you're on the job, you really hurt somebody.
Well, is it also because they're exposed to the drugs?
And they're exposed to these things.
It's easy to jump in.
So the impulses may overcome them.
What do you do? Do you administer this with a shot?
No, it's a pill once a day. Now, there's going to be something...
Why don't I have a long-term shot?
They're going to come up with something you sort of put under the skin, like a
Norplant
kind of thing. But even then, heroin addicts, if they're intending to get high, they'll rip that stuff out of their arm. They will get high.
I mean, what about some sort of... There's no shot that can last for 30 days?
You know.
Really?
No. But listen, here's the deal, Chris.
Well, there is one. I'm getting credit, right?
You get it. It'll be the Corolla shot, Chris. If you're struggling with your sobriety, you need to intensify your structure and work more. Go to more meetings. Work more carefully with your sponsor. How many meetings are you going to a day now, Chris?
Yeah, one a day.
Well, that's not enough. Are you in a sober living?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, are you working?
I've just got back to work.
And you're in a sober living. You're only going to one meeting a day.
Right. Usually I'm trying to go when I'm not at work, but the thing is, where I'm living at now, there's not very many meetings. They're at lunchtime, and they're in the afternoon, and that's it.
Is your sponsor trying to get you to go to more meetings?
I am staying in contact with him a lot. I mean, I talk to him about 5 times a day.
Do you tell him about these impulses you're having, these urges?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to. What I want is, if I did slip up, I don't want to, I want to be protected if I was to go out and do it
once. Look, you're somebody for whom it would be a reasonable alternative, because you're doing everything you're supposed to do. You're trying to get back into a gainful employ, and you still feel like you might be overcome by impulses. That's a reasonable thing to add to the structure of your recovery.
All right. Well, good times.
Good times.
You take the pill every day?
Yeah.
And then you know you can't get high, so it makes you not want to do it, or even if you do get high, you don't.
If you use it, people just do it, and they don't get the effects, so they don't go out. You mean once you get in the grips of the drug, you're on your way.
But you wouldn't do it if you knew you weren't going
to
get high.
I've had many people do it.
Really?
Yeah. Because sometimes they try to take enough to overcome it and stuff. It's a mess.
That's nice. Yeah. Angela?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm having a problem because, I'm 17. I have a 17-month-old daughter. And my daughter's dad, we broke up recently, and he has this new girlfriend who he's sleeping with, but he always comes back, and I don't know what I should do.
He just is, I don't know how to express myself.
He comes back for what?
Comes back for more sex with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not coming back. That's him just exploiting you.
He comes back.
But I mean,
not him coming back, Angela. Get rid of him. He's a bad guy.
I know, but I mean, he always comes and he tells me, he gives me this guilt trip and he tells me, I love you, and,
Well, how many times do you have to go through that before you realize what he's up to?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. Well, neither do I. But I think you ought to maybe pick up and find a real relationship.
Mm. How about no relationship for a little while?
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
17. Where's your dad?
Where's my dad?
Yeah.
He lives here.
Do you see him?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Your biological father?
You have a picture of him?
Uh-huh.
It's your biological father?
Yes.
You sprang from his loins? Yes?
Yes.
Was he gone for a while?
Is he together with your mom?
Yes.
Was he gone for a while?
No.
They're always together.
Yeah, well, I mean, except when he goes to work, and that's it.
And no alcoholism, addiction in the family?
No, nothing.
Hmm.
I mean, my mom's had problems before she was married to an abusive husband, but, I mean...
But like, that was before you were born?
Yeah, that was before I was even twinkle in my daddy's eye.
So, she has other kids from this other guy?
She has my older brother from this previous marriage.
How old is he?
I think he's 27.
Did he do something to you when you were growing up?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He raped me.
Okay, well, there we go.
Wow. Drew.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, here's what it was, or here's what it is, or here's how it works every single time on this show. We hear somebody who was pregnant at 15, who's with a semi-abusive guy who's in and out of her life and who's willing to put up with a lot of abuse from a horrible guy. And then we start saying, all right, what went on in the past? And it starts out usually the same way. Everything's great. No, it's dad. No, biological. No, parents still together. And you start thinking, now how could this be? I mean, how could Angela be knocked up at 15? And anyone can get knocked up at 15. But she chooses to stay with the guy who's has another girlfriend. And God knows, I'd like to put a goddamn crossbow. I'd like to just put an arrow through that guy's nutsack and just stick it to a piece of plywood. Because you know he's going to knock up this next chick. And as a society, we got nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
How about some PSAs for that, you pussies? Hey, how about taking just 1/10 of the stuff you're putting into the education of smoking and put it into this?
Yeah.
So all I see is commercials about secondhand smoke being a first-rate killer and all this great stuff. Yeah, we get it. People have known cigarettes have been bad for you for, what do you say, 40 years now, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Some people smoke, some people don't. How about we focus on the guys that are just Johnny Appleseeding their way across the country and slowly destroying the fabric of this country by just cranking out a whole bunch of unwanted kids with parents that can't take care of them, who, by the way, are going to be smokers.
If you want to look
at who's going to be smokers, it's a much higher likelihood that these uneducated kids from these poor families and single moms are going to be smokers. So if you pussies who got all the money from tobacco companies want to do something and get people to really quit smoking, why don't you start putting out PSAs about these guys that are just knocking up everybody?
Angela,
Thank you. You
need to get some help, some treatment for what you've been through, because the choices you're making in your relationships are still affected by what happened to you with your brother.
Yeah.
This guy's a bad guy. Cool out. Focus on being a parent. Maybe get a little help on this.
Well, you got to take a chill pill.
Angela? I had a patient ask me for a chill pill today. She goes, what is this chill pill everyone keeps telling me to take?
Really?
I'd like to have one.
Wow.
I said, wow, that's good.
Angela?
Yes.
She was kind of cute.
Oh, okay, good. Have you got any therapy for the abuse?
No, actually, I haven't.
All right. It's time to work on that.
How about that?
Come on. That's where this is all coming
from.
And
what's your brother?
And by the way, we have something to refer people to if they want any more information about the consequence of sexual abuse. Go see Mystic River. Movie about sexual abuse. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Good times.
Yes.
It's a feel-good movie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Angela.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get some help because you're going to screw your kid up.
Okay.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
All right, so this guy's a bad guy. I know that's attractive to you because of what you've been through.
Uh-huh.
But please dump him and get some therapy. And for Christ's sake, don't get pregnant for another 10 years. All right?
I mean, because I've attempted suicide before, so I was hospitalized for that.
All right. Yeah. Well, whoever was trying to take care of you then, maybe get back with some motivation of your own to get better.
All
Not
right.
just because you're being forced in, but because you want to get better.
Right. But good times.
Yeah, good times, huh?
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Still waiting on our first Germany or Florida.
Oh, yeah. And come on.
This is the hottest game show in the United States right now, Drew, is it not?
Germany. How's this, that thing?
Germany. Germany or Florida. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. And here's how it works. I figured out, and not me alone, but all the writers from the Jimmy Kimmel Live show sitting around and started to figure out we have to comb through the internet and newspapers and stuff every day to come up with stuff to talk about on the show. And we've realized all evil and all bizarre evil emanates from either Germany or Florida. All the crazy stunts, all the necrophilia, all the guys teaching their dogs to Heil Hitler, all the bizarre, the macabre,
Florida,
and the
Germany.
Occult, all from Germany or Florida. Mm. So you call in, you tell us a story, and then we guess whether it's from Germany or Florida.
And Adam is particularly astute at this job.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I broke my Germany or Florida hymen sitting around Jimmy Kimmel Live for the last 6 months.
You honed it.
Thank you. Angie?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. So my boyfriend's really into anal, and we've tried it a couple times, but it's so painful, and I bleed every time. I don't know if it's because I'm clenching too much or what.
Quite good-natured about this, isn't
yeah.
she? Yeah, laughing about anal bleeding and painful. Jesus.
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's just, I mean, we...
Still laughing.
Huh?
Still a smile in her voice.
She's nervous, come on.
yeah, so, I mean, is that just how it's going to be? And I just, no.
Yeah, if you're bleeding... I would suggest you desist from that action, from that behavior.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I would put excruciating pain on that same list.
Alrighty.
Yeah, is your boyfriend cool with that, or is he gonna insist?
Dude, he really likes it. Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, he's gonna be in the car pretty soon too.
But after you bled the first time,
I mean, it's not like I'm bleeding profusely. It's just like a little spotting.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever.
Still didn't. Let me tell you something too. The blood, the Duke, and the semen.
Not
that
a great.
A,
that's yeah. It's the
devil's
post-pot.
Brew.
Yeah. Devil's,
the devil's brew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I once made a mistake of getting the blood, fecal matter, and semen smoothie.
Ooh.
At I think it was
Jamba Juice.
It's Jamba Juice. It was a kiosk that was set up. I think it was
Jizz Juice.
Jizz Juice. Yeah. Yeah. I got that. I think my additive was the bee. I think I had the bee pollen put in there. But anyway.
A little wheatgrass in there, too.
A little shot of wheatgrass. It was, it's bad times. Hey, tell your boyfriend, rectal bleeding. That's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need a note from the doctor when you have rectal bleeding. Any sexual, and by the way, any sexual practice that induces rectal bleeding.
Any bleeding.
Except your rectal bleeding.
Except your
you get to stop
okay.
doing that.
Yeah.
Even if light petting induces rectal bleeding,
go ahead and stop.
You got to stop. Making out, if cuddling,
yeah.
I wish it would induce rectal bleeding, you could stop
and
that.
And by the way, rectal bleeding is sort of on the list of medical emergencies.
That's right.
So, you know, it's not as though we're just sort of causing a minimal problem here. It could be quite serious.
Shirley?
Hi.
Hey.
How are
yeah.
you?
Good. What's up?
Well, my grandparents, my grandpa cheated on my grandma, and I just found out a year ago that my dad cheated on my mom, and now weeks ago I found out my sister's husband cheated on her, and I'm trying to find out if there's any hope for me and my boyfriend.
Well, are you white trash?
Absolutely not. Totally not.
Well, so the question is, would you choose a cheater?
Yeah, but I don't think he would, and he swears to God he won't, but, you know, it just seems like every time I listen to your show, there's always patterns. So.
All right, well, let's these are
surely
good questions.
It's a great question.
Yeah,
great
first off, the fact that you're asking the question, not in some crazy state of denial, means
yeah.
it, there's a lesser chance of it happening.
Correct.
Okay. Has a guy ever cheated on a girlfriend before?
No.
What's he do
He's
for a living?
He's been cheated on.
He's been cheated on,
yeah.
you know.
But
he's
you
been
know, cheated. Victims become victimized.
Mm-hmm. He's been cheated on, but when you met him, he was free and clear.
But that means he comes from a background of cheaters, too. That's why it's attracted to cheating. Maybe she's going to be the cheater.
Look,
maybe she's going to be the cheater.
No.
That's what's going to happen here.
I would never, ever.
That's what this is.
Now,
I have a guilty conscience. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship before?
No.
Have you ever been in a relationship before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been cheated on before by a boyfriend, but it was not very serious. It was high school.
All right.
Is that your only other relationship?
No, I've been in 3 serious relationships. This is the serious. We're going to probably get married.
Okay. 22. All right. So now hold on a second. 22. How old is he?
He's 30.
Well, that's good. Ooh. I think that's good.
Yeah, he's settled in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
he
was your boss.
Yeah.
Strike one.
Yeah, but this is how it works.
That's cheater
behavior.
He's
not your boss anymore.
No, he's not my boss anymore.
What kind of place were you working at?
It was a restaurant, so it wasn't anything like corporate.
Strike two.
No strike. But Drew, how many times I got to give this restaurant speech? How much? And let me say this.
It's always the managers.
Let me explain something, everybody. Okay, forget about rock star or box office, you know, big box office star. Forget about guys who, you know, fly Lear jets and own their own companies. I mean, okay, these guys are always going to get more tail than your average, than your civilian. You people, you civilians, you little people, as Drew calls you off the air, who are listening out there, as guys, you need to start thinking about jobs that are...
Yeah.
I wish someone would have told me this. See, here's what I'm saying. If you get out of college, or if you don't go to college at all, the only place you're going to meet chicks at work.
Right.
That's what it is. And if you are stupid enough to take some job swinging a hammer like me, you're effed. You work around no women. You work in some, you install closets somewhere, you clean carpets, you swing a hammer. It is a disaster. The guys I know become bartenders. The guys I know, you become assistant manager for the TGI Fridays.
Oh, you're in.
Here's what you get. You have a steady stream of attractive 18 and 19-year-old, 20-year-old college student women who are vying for the hostess position, who want to be servers, who want to be barbacks, who want to be bartenders, and you're in charge of their schedule, and that's you. And even though you're making a measly $42,000 a year and you got to wear a name tag and they make you wear the stupid striped shirt.
$42,000?
And, yeah?
I don't think you're assistant manager?
You're working full time. I can say you're the manager. Whatever. Stop, Baba. I'm on a roll here,
Drew.
Go
ahead, yes.
Point is, you're not making much, and out in the real world, you ain't squat. But this is some 19-year-old who wants to get from, she wants to go from hostess to waitress.
You're her world.
You're her world.
Yeah.
You are your messiah, your teacher, your drill sergeant, your
Chris,
father,
you notes?
Your
are
lover.
You taking notes?
You
going to get out of this crappy radio job?
All of these people. You understand?
Chris thinks he's
going to
get laid on radio.
No.
Forget it.
Going to Outback. Outback Steakhouse.
You go to Outback. You're in charge of handing out the blooming onions. The point is these guys end up nailing everybody who passes through their doors.
Think and how it's, hard it's going to be to get a job in a restaurant, though, after these speeches you're getting.
And it's huge turnover. It's just a bunch of chicks who want to make a little bread during the summer, and then they go back to school full-time. Or even if they are full-time, they're just a bunch of 20-something-year-old young. And they're always sort of attractive because that's what that industry draws, and you're fine. And they always have the attractive hostess and attractive waitresses and barmen, and you're nailing everybody. This is how it works. Nobody knows this. The restaurant manager. This is the job. All right. And you stay there for 20 years, and meanwhile, it's a steady stream. It's another new hot chick filling out an application every week.
It's kind of an addict move, though. You know what I mean? Because you can't really get on with your life and get on with another career. You know what I mean?
Listen,
too much.
If it's like living
in Santa Barbara, it's going to school in Santa Barbara.
Why do you want to get on with your life when all you're doing...
That's the point. You won't.
You're eating free baby back ribs, and you're nailing a new 19-year-old every other
week.
There
will be no getting on with
your
life.
Why get on?
That's the point.
That's my point. Who are we talking to?
I think we're taking a break.
We are?
Yeah.
What do we tell... who are we talking to?
Oh, Shirley. We were trying to straighten out with the cheating and all.
All right. You're not working anymore at the restaurant?
No, I'm teaching.
You're teaching. And what? And where's he work? Is he still at the restaurant?
No, he works actually for a corporation now.
Okay, good.
He's what?
Managing, again.
Okay, all right. That's better. All right, you'll be fine. That's the other thing, too. Like I said, your husband goes to work for Northrop. He's a metallurgist. he ain't cheating. You know where he is. He's with a bunch of other slime balls who ain't getting anything. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do.
Right.
You got a guy who's going in the restaurant every night. You know what I mean?
Could get himself in trouble. But surely she should watch out for herself.
Yeah.
And she should keep her eyes open and realize that she is attracted to people that have that tendency, and she is, and that's fine.
Got to get a gig at a Chili's. I got a gig like managing a Chili's. That's what I got to do. And I'm going to walk around announcing everyone.
Well, you have a restaurant now.
I'm making the schedule.
You could be the owner.
Don't bother me, anyone. I'm making the schedule. Who wants to work weekends? Yeah.
Mistake. We're investing in an Italian restaurant. Come on.
Yeah. I do have a part ownership in a small ownership in a place called Amalfi's. Very good, by the way, over in La Brea.
Cha-ching.
But,
where's the cha-ching Anderson? When he has these shameless plugs.
There are hot waitresses that work there, by the way.
There you go.
And it does make you feel like, I own 20% of you, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty. Jack Black. The great Jack Black coming in here later on this week. Also the Ataris and many, many others. Tonight, just us.
Big week.
Chad?
Hey, guys.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah. It wasn't very specific, but if you guys want, I could try to explain it. Deciding that oil of Olay was no longer doing the trick for her, a woman decided that she would become a modern-day Cleopatra and bathe in camel's milk. The woman went to her local zoo and transported a camel back to her house, but the camel was a male.
Mm-hmm.
Germany or Florida, huh?
Boy, this is tough. I don't picture the
camel. How do you get camels around Germany? That sounds kind of hard. You know, I imagine you can get a camel moving around Florida easier than Germany.
Well,
both difficult.
Camel's closer to that continent than this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. And then Germany. Feels tough. German. I'm going to go German.
You want the answer?
Yeah.
It's Germany. Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
Well done, Adam.
Thank you.
Well done.
I got to say, Drew, stop me if I'm wrong here. I got to be 13 for 15, yes?
Easily. At least it's at the point now when you make up your mind, even if it's unsure, I'm going with you.
Really?
Oh, I'm going with you.
All right.
Forget it. You're too good at this.
And now you may be jinxing me.
No.
Amanda?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
My question is, do you guys think that school should pass out condoms?
I
don't like them passing out anything, really.
Yeah.
Other than cigarettes.
I worry about institutions that are government funded doing anything, frankly, because it's just too it gets too politicized. The private sector should be doing this kind of
thing. Well, I'm uncomfortable with the term pass out.
Yeah.
Like, here's what I feel like. I feel like if you need an aspirin, you should be able to get some aspirin at school. And if you need a condom, you should be able to get a condom.
You should know where to go to get them. They should be able to help tell you where to go to get these
things. Yeah, I'm not saying there should be a fishbowl on the dean's desk like it's a gay bar. I just mean, I feel like if somebody went into the nurse and said, I would like a condom, I would be all right with them handing them the condom.
But my thing is always,
no one's ever going to do that, by the way.
Why do sexual behaviors need to be treated than any other behavior? That's my point.
You mean like if someone said, I
needed something else for health maintenance, whatever. You'd have, here's where you go for that.
Yeah.
right? That's the same thing.
Well, again, it depends. It's, if you needed a Band-Aid, you'd get a Band-Aid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is it a monetary thing? I mean, obviously, if somebody says, I need a prescription to Valium, you don't get it at the school. But if you say, I need a Band-Aid, I need a lozenge, I need an aspirin, well, then they give it to you.
Well, even aspirin, Tylenol, you have to all kinds of parental signatures for that.
All right. But for aspirin?
Yes.
No.
Adam, I had a kid.
At your school.
Everywhere. I had a kid out of fever. My kid had a fever. They couldn't give him Tylenol, so they got a hold of me and got
That's
a
your school. That's the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliacs. We're molders of pussies is what it says for over a quarter century.
You know, School of Rock was fashioned after my school?
Really?
Yes, it was written by a graduate of our school.
Really?
And they specifically went in and got the names and the personalities of kids the year 1 year ahead of my kids.
Really?
At our school, yes.
True.
And our kids were all pissed off that the names, they knew all the kids who the names represented. Why couldn't it have been our class?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Yeah.
All right, Luck. So, we don't feel like they should be handed out to everybody. I feel like if you went to the nurse's office and told her, and I don't even mind a little discussion. Like, I think if you went to the nurse and you said, I'm planning on having sex with my girlfriend of a year, she should be able to give you the condom. I'm fine with that. I don't think throwing condoms at people makes them have sex. I don't think it stops them. I don't think you can move them either way. I think we're insane with this
again,
stuff.
Back to my discussion. Why does talking to kids about drugs and cigarettes not compel them to do drugs and cigarettes, but talking to them about sex somehow makes them have sex? How does that work? Really?
It's called a retardism.
Yeah.
It's the folks are doing the talking. Annie?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes. I had a problem. I'm a virgin, and I've never had an orgasm before. And is that normal? Like, all my friends think that, like, it's abnormal or, I have a problem or anything.
You tell us you have a problem?
I think I don't have a problem with it, but because every single time, like, I'm always on dates, I feel, like, really uncomfortable when it has to deal with, like, making out or like, like...
That doesn't sound normal.
Well, sometimes when people get a late start, then it becomes kind of weird at that point. Why are you a virgin?
Honestly, like, I just feel really uncomfortable when it comes to, like, I don't know, just someone touching me or I just feel really uncomfortable.
Something happened where somebody touched you inappropriately?
This was, like, 2 years ago. Someone, like, touched me, like, and I felt really uncomfortable, and I was just, like, I felt
no,
so...
No, no, but
no,
but you felt
way before that.
You felt uncomfortable before that person touched you, right?
Yeah, I did.
So how could it be that?
What happened before?
It's not like he raped me or anything. It's just
You were eight. Say when you were eight, what happened?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing. This was like 2 years ago.
No, forget the 2 years ago. Forget it. What about way before?
Nothing. Nothing happened to me.
All right.
Nobody ever used to hold you down or tickle you or touch you when you were in bed in ways that sort of troubled you?
No.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Let me say this, Drew. One out of every 25 people is just abnormally shy.
Yeah.
And if you're a shy person, you're never more shy than when you're with the opposite sex.
Right. That's true.
And there's just people that are sort of they're just a little skittish, you know. They're just and there's some people that are sort of unusually bold and experimental for no good reason.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Annie's one of these. Shy, skittish people. So that means you're going to be sort of retarded in your growth. I mean, you're going to be behind your class
slow,
a few years.
Slow.
Slow. Not necessarily a bad thing. Better to lose your virginity at 21 than to lose it at 13.
I do, though, think that it's problematic that somebody should touch her at 18 and she freak out about it.
Yes.
It does suggest some previous touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That she's sort of primed for that.
But, yes. All right. All right, so how about a little therapy, just for the fact that you have a little bit of a phobia toward people, in a sense?
Yeah, or just start having some relationships and get over this.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up, Drew. Yeah. Here's the thing with everybody, with the, you know, we hear it all night long. It's like, well, you got to understand, I almost choked on this when I ate it when I was nine, so you understand why I can't. And everyone, you know, all anyone does is go, oh, yeah, sure, sure. You can never eat a sandwich again if you almost choked on one 30 years ago, or you could never go near water if you almost drowned. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
It's called just doing it. Like, look. You can get in your car, get into a horrible car accident, recover, and get back in your car and drive again.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. That's that life is nothing but that. You're going to need to do that. And yes, if you have a problem and you can't stand people or you feel weird around, okay, push through it. I mean, that's all successful people do is make themselves do things they don't want to do.
If you think about it.
That's
true.
Nobody wants to get up at 6 in the morning. Nobody wants to do that extra push-up. Nobody wants to go to night school after working an entire 40-hour week at their job. The successful people do that. They master themselves. They say, look, I don't want to do this. I'd rather do that. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I should be doing. Fine. Bully yourself a little bit. And if you can't do it, then you got to start talking to somebody.
Good times.
All right, good times. We'll be back. Well, kiddies, that's the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and a pox on those of you who didn't. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Have you ever seen the Big Swinging Black Caucus?
Not seen it. No, I've heard of it.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.